Oh yeah.
But it's only a dream. It is a dream, isn't it? Yeah, as the song Row, Row, Row Your Boat tells you. Gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. I only realized how beautiful that song is recently. Such a great song. Row, row, row your boat. Seems like a cliche now in society, so we just sort of take it for granted. But if you listen to the words, it's such a nice, sweet song. But that has nothing to do with the show, which is called Knock on Wood. This is not a sweet show. This is a happy show. It's a comedy show. It's a fun show. But I wouldn't say it's sweet. Wouldn't define it as sweet. Though maybe some people would, and that would be a great compliment. Steve, stop babbling incoherently. Start doing your job. Telling people what they're going to be listening to. Let's see. Jonathan Keezing, Little Box of Love. Going to play a song from that. We're also going to be listening to Henny Youngman. Harry's going to be in with some untrue facts. And we're going to start off with Bill Haley and the Comets. Not to be confused with Bill Harley, who was a well-known children's singer-songwriter. This is Bill Haley, and this was his big hit, man.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. But it's that right, so join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock. Till broad daylight. We're going to rock, going to rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, seven, we'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, well, it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
It's time for Untrue Facts! Wait, turn off the music! Why? That's the theme for Strange Facts. Those are real facts. That's the theme for the when we do the real facts. I don't want the listeners getting confused.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Turn it off.
Don't use that theme. Don't use that music when you're doing Untrue Facts.
Sorry.
Remember, Strange Facts is different than Untrue Facts.
What's the difference again?
You know very well what the difference is. Strange Facts are real facts. These are untrue.
Okay, so now it's time for Untrue Facts.
Good. Wait, can we go over it again?
Wow, what do you want to know?
These facts are not true, right?
You got it!
So why tell them?
Well, you might as well ask, why is the sky green?
It's not.
Or why does the earth stand still?
It doesn't.
Aha! You see, we're already in the midst of an Untrue Facts segment. It's too late to stop now.
Yeah. Just don't play the theme music.
All right. Now, here's our first untrue fact of the day.
Wait, I thought the sky was green was the first untrue fact of the day.
It was. Last statement I made was untrue.
You know, you're a nut.
All right, get a load of this thing. Few people know that the Statue of Liberty is only 4 feet tall. Just looks tall because of the angle of the cameras when they take pictures of it. They get low down and point up towards the statue. But if you were standing next to it, it would only come up to your shoulder.
I was at the Statue of Liberty. It is a huge statue. I even went in it and climbed to the top.
Wow! You must have had a scrunch down.
It's hundreds of feet tall.
Wait a second. Are you talking about the statue near Lower Manhattan, the one at the entrance to the harbor?
Yes.
Ah, there's the problem. That's not the Statue of Liberty. That's the Statue of Bipperty.
Man, are you annoying.
I just calls him as I sees him.
You know you're a warped individual.
Fortunately, this is an untrue segment, so what you just said is untrue.
I'm not going to argue.
Good. Next fact. If you open up a football, it's filled with lime jello.
Really?
That's right. Next time you see a football, unlace the straps and bring a spoon. It's quite tasty.
I didn't know.
No reason why you should. It's totally untrue. Okay, here's one. There once was a man by the name of Hiram T. Fiddlefaddle who in the last century heard out of his nose and smelled out of his ear. By some freak of nature, his two senses were reversed. If you whispered, he had to get his nose right up to your mouth. Looked like he was sniffing you, but he wasn't. He was trying to hear better. And the same with his ear. When he went up to a rose, he'd stick his ear into the flower. It was weird.
Wow.
Well, I was right. Did you know that the softest and most expensive pillows are made out of stone?
Really?
Yep. Ralph Lauren is selling them for $50 a pillow. And the secret? A big stone! Of course, you want to have them delivered since they weigh more than a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Theodore Roosevelt was only 10 years old when he became president of the United States.
Oh, stop it!
I'm serious! This is a little old fact.
He had a mustache.
Well, that's how he convinced people he was older. It was fake.
Well, what do you know? Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Would I lie to you?
No, I guess not.
Well, you're wrong. I would.
So he wasn't 10 years old?
Yes, he was.
But you said you would lie to me.
That's right.
So was he or wasn't he 10 years old when he became president of the United States?
Yes, he was.
But you're lying.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
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 All right.
Stop.
And that ends our untrue facts segment for today. Can I play the theme?
No. Are you sure it's over?
No, I was just lying. Hummingbirds are actually big, disgusting insects. But since the thought of a bug that big is too gross to think about, scientists decided to just call them birds as to appease the public. Suddenly they're cute. But in truth, hummingbirds are like huge flying cockroaches. Blech!
Now are we done?
No, we're not done.
There's more?
Yes.
So what is it? Oh, I get it. You're lying again. We really are done.
Ta-da!
Turn it off. Turn it off.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mrs. Jones said, children, I have to go to the office to make some laminations. Can you all sit at your desks and work on your spelling? The kid said, of course, Mrs. Jones. And she said, good. Well, I'll be right back. And she shut the door. And the kids went crazy.
They were going crazy. They were jumping up and down. They were running all around. It was crazy. The kids were going crazy. Absolutely bonkers. They were climbing on the walls. They were running in the halls. It was crazy.
Let Mrs. Jones get back.
She said, I'm sure I heard the noise from the room. Can you tell me what it was? The kid said, it must have been the radiators going bump, bump, bump. Mrs. Jones smiled and said, oh, well, I'm not done with my laminations. I'll be right back. And she shut the door. And the kids went crazy.
They were going crazy.
Well, they were running, they were jumping, they were bump, 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 and it was crazy. The kids were going crazy.
Absolutely Nazi cuckoo.
Well, they were having so much fun and they did run, 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 run. It was crazy.
Mrs. Jones came back!
She said, I'm sure I heard a sound from the room of children screaming. Can you tell me what it was? Jimmy Johnson said it must have been me when I hurt my finger. Mrs. Jones gave his finger a kiss, mwah! Then smiled and said, I'm not done with my laminations. Please keep working on your spelling, and I'll be right back. And she shut the door. And the kids went crazy. They were going crazy. They were jumping up and down. They were running all around. It was crazy. The Mrs. Jones came back. She said, I didn't go to the office that time. I was spying through the window of the door, and I saw you acting like animals, and I'm very angry. If you're going to go crazy in school, you should learn to do it with rhythm with your teacher. Let's all count now. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. What, the kids were going crazy. They were going crazy. Well, everyone was dancing with perfect rhythm. That was crazy, crazy. The kids were going crazy. They were going crazy. The Mrs. Jones sang along and they danced till the day was done. It was crazy.
Jonathan Keezing. Little box of love. A couple of things on there that are very nice. So there we have it. All right. It is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. We're done with the untrue facts.
Yes, but Steve, are you ready for the grand opening now?
Grand opening of what?
Didn't you hear about the grand opening? Oh, it's going to be fun. There'll be prizes and giveaways.
When is it going to happen?
Any minute. In fact, you could help and get behind that drum set in the corner. Give me a drum roll.
What do you mean? What's the grand opening? A store? A restaurant?
No. This peanut shell.
Grand opening of that peanut?
That's right. Now, if you please, the drum roll, Steve.
All right. Here goes.
And now I have the great honor in front of this large and illustrious audience to humbly and with... Steve, will you do it again? Keep rolling there.
Sorry.
With humbly and with pride, be the first to open up this peanut shell. And let me say it this important... Not yet!
Sorry.
And let me say at this important juncture that I hope I won't be the last to open up the peanut shell! Ta-da! It's open!
Yeah, so you opened up the peanut. Where are the giveaways?
Oh, right here. The peanut. Mmm. It was good.
What about the prizes?
Oh, here, you get a prize.
The peanut shell? Some prize.
Hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Why not?
He might bite you.
What does that have to do with this peanut shell?
Well, he might try to get the peanut shell and he'll bite your hand instead. Horses like peanut shells, you know.
No, they don't.
Look, I don't have time to argue with you. The grand opening was a big success, but I'm afraid the business is already doing badly. I'm going to have to close.
Well, I'm not surprised, since there's nothing left to sell, since you already gave everything away or ate it.
Well, them's the bricks. It's a local ball that put him out of business, you know.
I thought it was you, eating the peanut.
Well, maybe it was. I mauled the peanut. But you know what I say?
No, I don't know what you say.
You should, since you're making me talk. I say, tough luck.
Did you hear about the nearsighted snake who fell in love with a piece of rope? Say, my wife put her hand out the window while she was driving. She signaled right, then left, then she erased it. I said, what kind of a signal is that? She says, I want to go right, and I want to go left, and I changed my mind. I rubbed it out. Say, you want to get your boot black crazy? Next time you're going for a shine, wear one black shoe and one brown one. Say, I had a fire in a hotel in Miami Beach. A woman shouted, help, fire! Cha-cha-cha! Say, we have a Volkswagen with four gears. The fourth gear is for going through Jewish neighborhoods. When I was a kid, I had no watch. I used to tell time with my fiddle. I used to practice in the middle of the night, and the neighbors would shout, "Fine time to practice, 4 o'clock in the morning." I love this town. I have a lovely hotel room and bath. A little inconvenient. They're in two different buildings. You know, I'm always a gentleman in the subway. Whenever I see an empty seat, I point it out to a lady, then I race her for it. Say, the other day, a friend of mine walked into a cigar store. She said to the sales girl, "I'd like to buy a carton of cigarettes." The sales girl smiled and said, "There are so many brands, which one would you like?" My friend thought for a moment, then mentioned a particular brand, whereupon the following conversation took place. "Do you want the soft pack or the crushed fruit box?" "Soft pack." "King size or regular?" "King size." "Filter tip or plain?" "Filter tip." "Menthol or mint?" "Menthol." "Cash or carry?" "Forget it, I've broken the habit." Say, doctors are just worried about their public image nowadays. I don't wonder why. A few weeks ago, a doctor friend of mine had trouble with his plumbing. The pipes in his bathroom began to leak. The leak became bigger and bigger. Even though it was 2 o'clock in the morning, the doctor decided to phone his plumber. Naturally, the plumber got sore being awakened at that hour of the morning. "For Pete's sake, Doc," he wailed, "this is some time to wake a guy." He said, "You've never hesitated to call me in the middle of the night with a medical problem. Now it just happens I've got a plumbing emergency." There was a moment's silence. The plumber spoke up. "Right you are, Doc. Tell me what's wrong." The doctor explained about the leak in the bathroom. The plumber said, "I'll tell you what to do. Take 2 aspirins every 4 hours, drop them down the pipe. If the leak hasn't cleared up by morning, phone me at the office."
Henny Youngman. Yeah, I was in Manhattan a few weeks ago. I saw Henny Youngman Way, actually. It was right in downtown. Can you imagine? "Oh, yes, I'm going to go over to Henny Youngman Way." I think it was like the same as 47th Street or something. 49th, 50th. I don't remember. Okay, it is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. I'm going to play a selection now from a cassette that I did a long time ago, the Riddle King's Riddle Songs. These are based on Mike Thaler's riddles. We wrote the lyrics together. I wrote the music. Some wonderful people are helping me play on this song. Jay Unger, Molly Mason, Bill Keith, John Sebastian, Scott Petito, Doug James, and it's the Riddle Boy.
My bank with riddles till he said stop, take all my money. The magician heard so many riddles from me that he offered me his bunny, and I buzzed the bees with riddles till they covered me with money. The ventriloquist's dummy and a fat man's tummy, a card player's rummy and a pharaoh's mummy. I could have them all if I'd stop being funny, but I'm a riddle boy. I sang the birds so many riddles that they fell out of their tree. Baited the mice with riddles till they offered me their cheese, and I hounded my dog with riddles till he shook off all of his fleas. The winter's breeze and a sailor's seas, a mechanic's grease and a landlord's lease. I could own them all if I just cease being a riddle boy. I'm a riddle boy and I just can't stop. I'm a riddle boy. You better call a cop, but don't send me to jail, just 'cause I enjoy being a riddle boy. Sun so many riddles that he'd be behind the hills. I questioned the dentist with riddles till he threatened me with his drills, and I gave the roller coaster riddles till it offered me its thrills. A lawyer's wills and an icicle's chills, a druggist spills and a telephone's bills. I could own them all if I'd be still, but I'm a riddle boy. I needled the tailor with riddles and I badgered the zoologist. Tease the barber with riddles and I nag my therapist. Oh, I plagued all of the doctors and I tiptoed round the dancers. And I understand why they always got mad. They'd rant and they'd rave and they'd call me bad. But I can't blame it, because I must say I never had the answers. So I'm a riddle boy and I just can't stop. I'm a riddle boy. You better call a cop, but don't send me to jail, just 'cause I enjoy being a riddle boy.
traffic jam. I haven't moved 1 inch from this here spot. Traffic jam. The freeway's one big parking lot. Traffic jam. Well, I thought we were moving, but I guess we're not, 'cause I'm stuck right here in the middle.
Right here in the middle.
Right here in the middle of a traffic jam.
Weird Al.
Yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic.
The name of the CD, Alapalooza. Yeah, Traffic Jam. It's Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. We don't have too much time left. Maybe a little time for an elephant joke, eh?
Sure, Steve. I got some elephant jokes.
Okay.
How do you get down from an elephant?
I don't know how.
You don't. You get down from a duck.
Hmm.
Okay. You want a foolproof method for sculpting an elephant?
Sure.
Okay. First you get a huge block of marble. Then you chip away everything that doesn't look like an elephant.
I like it.
Okay. What's gray and is not there?
I don't know. What's gray and not there?
No elephants.
Mm-hmm.
Why are elephants wrinkled?
I don't know.
Have you ever tried to iron one?
Yeah, okay.
How do you know if there's an elephant under the bed?
How?
Your nose is touching the ceiling. How do you stop an elephant from charging?
How?
Take away his credit card.
Okay.
What elephants have trunks?
I don't know. Why do elephants have trunks?
Well, they would look silly with glove compartments.
Cute.
What do you give a seasick elephant?
I don't know. What do you give a... I'm afraid to ask. What do you give a seasick elephant?
Lots of room, buddy. Lots of room.
Mm-hmm.
What was the elephant doing on the road?
I don't know. What was the elephant doing on the road?
Oh, maybe 2 miles an hour.
Okay.
Okay, ask me what I'm doing, Steve.
Well, you're clicking your fingers there. What are you doing?
I'm keeping the elephants away.
Oh, yeah? Wait a second. There aren't any elephants around here.
I know. Doing a pretty good job, huh?
When nature's calling, don't be stalling. Use your common sense before you let it flow. Find a place to go. Just don't whiz on
the electric fence.
If you're gonna explode, you can use the commode in igloos, cave dwellings, or tents.
No need to explain when you got a drain.
Don't whiz on the electric fence.
You can swizzle on the sofa.
Piddle in the air.
Tinkle in the toilet.
That's why it is there.
You can let it rain in the breakdown lane while waving at ladies and gents. Just don't whiz on. Don't whiz on. Don't whiz on the electric fence.
Knock on Wood is produced.
produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show's written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs, and there are a lot of them.